Week 2, Monday, Matins, Second Nocturne. How good the God of Israel is to those whose hearts are pure. Psalm 73. God is actually good to Israel, at least to those whose hearts are pure. At first my feet almost tripped. I all but lost my footing, because I envied those who are arrogant when I saw how immoral people succeed. They do not die in pain. In fact, they are strong and healthy. They do not have the troubles of everyone else, and not even ordinary aches and pains. And so they wear their pride the way a woman wears a necklace, and put on violence as if it were a robe. They have more than any heart could desire, and even while they sneer and plot oppression. And their speech is full of conceit. You would think decrees from heaven fell from their mouths as they utter ukases to the whole earth. And the people flock after them and drink in everything they say. And they claim, how does God know what I do? Is there even such a thing as supreme wisdom? That is what these atheists are like, when they lead a full, easy life and simply become richer and richer. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How good the God of Israel is to those whose hearts are pure. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their pleasure to suffering. Part 2. It seemed obviously a waste of time for me to keep my heart clean, to wash my hands with innocence, because I am tormented all day long and wake up in pain every morning. But if I had said, that is what I will say, I would have been false to the faith of your people. But when I tried to understand all this, it gave me too much pain. Until I entered God's holy place, where I understood what finally happens to them. In fact, you have put them on a slippery slope, which you have tilted down toward ruin, and they slide in an eye blink down into complete disaster, and there they are totally eaten up with terror, as if waking from a nightmare, and when you wake, Yahweh, you will brush them aside like a bad dream. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their pleasure to suffering. Those who ignore you will be destroyed, but my joy is to remain with you, my God. Part 3. So when my heart was bitter and my mind resentful, I was an ignorant fool, no more than an animal in your eyes. But still I remained always with you, and you held me in your hand, and you guide me and give me directions, and will afterwards receive me into glory. And who is there for me in heaven but you? There is no one even on earth that I long for but you. My body and my heart may grow weak, but God is my heart's strength and the share that falls to me forever. Yes, it is true. Those who are far from you will be destroyed. You have demolished everyone who deserts you for a prostitute. But it is good for me to approach God, because I have put my trust in God Yahweh, so that I can explain everything you do. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Those who ignore you will be destroyed, but my joy is to remain with you, my God. Please guide me in the way of your truth and teach me, because you are the God who saves me.